Thank you for joining. Let's start. So the next talk is by Daria Klimaszewska on physics in Julia. Floor is yours.
All right, so today I will talk a bit about implementing physics in Julia using two quite important packages, UnitfulJL and DifferentialEquations.jl. If you hadn't heard about Julia yet, it's the next big thing in scientific modeling. I believe those words describe it quite well. Julia come for the syntax, stay for the speed, because it has the Python-like syntax and the speed of C. But I will not talk about it here, because my concept I will be presenting is applicable to all kinds of programming languages, not only Julia. Let's start with some words by Richard Feynman, a famous physicist and a Nobel Prize winner, who once said, "For those who want some proof that physicists are human, the proof is in the idiocy of all the different units which they use for measuring energy," right? That's why packages like UnitfulJL are insanely useful. They allow to attach units to numerical values in the code, which makes the code much more readable. Let's take, for example, the constant G. When we see the units, it's clear that it's gravitational acceleration and not just some random letter G in the code. And it also makes the code much more maintainable. Unitful also provides tools for conversion, so you don't have to think about what a femtosecond is or how to convert some ancient unit from the article. It also, during the compile time, it checks if the values are dimensionally compatible, so that we don't add meters to seconds, for example. It also lets you check if the variable you're using is a length or if it's time. So, yeah, it's quite useful and prevents the dimensionality errors in your code. Besides, when you're plotting your data, it also appends units automatically to the labels. But I will come back to that in a bit. And what's very important, using UnitfulJL incurs absolutely no runtime overhead. The other package I was talking about is DifferentialEquations.jl. To describe what it does, let's start from a simple pendulum problem, such as the one shown in the picture. Some of you may remember from school that it is described by the differential equation shown on the slide. And that equation can be translated into the code in the form of a function shown here, which calculates the differential of the state vector. Differential equations GL lets you solve the problem described by this function in just two lines of code. The first one defines an ordinary differential equation problem using the function, the initial state vector, and the time span. And the second one, you just need to type ODE.solve, and that's all you need to do. Differential equations GL, it's a very advanced package. It solves not only ordinary differential equations, but also partial differential equations. It runs on CPU, on GPU, has built-in mechanics like adaptive time stepping. So it's one of the main reasons people use Julia. When you solve the equation, you can just print the output, and we can see that the pendulum changes its position periodically, just as we would expect. And also, we can see that Unitful appended the units automatically to the labels. So when we have these two very useful packages, why don't we try combining them together? Let's declare all our constants with the units and try solving it using differential equations JL. Well, unfortunately, that will not work. Differential equation solver will return error that our values are not compatible with the values demanded by the solver. What does the community say about that? Well, the errors appear quite often. The suggested solutions are just dropping the units or using only the very basic solvers, not the most compatible with our problem. So yeah, that kind of misses the point. I believe that the solution can be found in a book by Percy Bridgman, also a Nobel Prize winner, where it's written, "The astute observer, Fourier was the first astute observer, notices that the equations remain true when the size of the fundamental units is changed. Therefore, we can say that physics consists of two parts. One part is mathematical model, and the other part are constants. Mathematical model, by definition, does not hold any units. The units are only in the constants. Therefore, if we look at it from the programmer's point of view, we can say that the constants and units are just injectable dependency. So if we build a code thinking about that, we can declare all our constants with the units, every constant from all of the code, in one instance, such as the named tuple here. Then we can define the function describing the problem, but we have to remember to pass the constants as part of the parameters in the function. Then those three lines of code appeared that can be summarized to just create a named tuple that holds the constants but is stripped of the units. And then if we try to solve it, it will work. So basically what I just told you is that if we strip the units, it will work, but that's not the point. The point is that this approach will also work with units. If we inject our function with a dependency holding the constants and the units, here is calculated one step of the solver. And I check if the calculated state vector is the same dimension as the initial state vector. And as we can see from the on the screenshot from the terminal, these two are the exact same one, same dimension. So our function works with the units too. So the take-home message from this talk is that there is actually no unitful JL and differential equations JL problem. Our system of equations should just be declared that it's invariant to the units we use, because the units are only an injectable dependency. As it was shown by my colleagues, this approach can also be applied to other JIT compiled tech, such as Python combined with NumPy and Pynt, where it also solved the overhead issue. It lets you apply unit-aware testing and unit-agnostic numerics. And yeah, this is not a workaround. It's just applying the physics principle in your code. So it is also part of the example I propose to add to differential equations JL documentation. So if you have any comments or any questions, you can either ask me here, because we have some time, as I see, or you can leave a comment under the pull request. So yeah, thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Questions?
Hi, thanks for the talk. I don't know if you're familiar with type theory, but don't you think in physics we could solve equations or calculate something with, I don't know, constants or functions defined as with a type? Because from what I understand in your talk, it's, how can I say? Format I understand is like a workaround because you don't have types for variables or something. I don't know if I'm clear.
I mean, there won't be the units while solving the numerical part of mm-hmm. of our code, mm-hmm. but the units can just easily be attached again to the solution. So it just lets you keep your code kind of organized to the numerical part and to the physical part of the code. Mm-hmm.
But my question is, if you use a language with a type system, don't you think it would be more easy to work with units? Like, so saying like your variable g is MS something, of type MS, I don't know. Don't you think it's...
I don't think I understand, to be honest.
No.
Oh. Mm,
yes, that's my question.
Well, I use... well, Julia provides a way to deal with the units so that you don't have to worry about that. Like, you know, the conversions and stuff, it's very useful in the code. And I don't think that using other language will actually help that much. And yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions? Let's thank the speaker again.